Hey, what's up, people? Mark here. Welcome back to the After Hours Entrepreneur, your best place to learn how to turn your side hustle, your passion project into a thriving six and seven figure business. Today, I want to talk about something that I don't really hear talked about very often at all, and that's the power of prayer. And look, I don't really come on here and spout spiritual beliefs very often, but something happened to me this week that I think is worth noting. And if you agree with this, if you like this, share this out. Share this with someone that might need to hear it. And shoot me an email, mark@marksavantmedia.com. I'd like to hear your personal experience as well, mark@marksavantmedia.com. So about a month ago or so, I had the opportunity to apply for a Meta Business Leaders Network event in DC. Basically, how this works is Meta, you might have heard of it. It owns Facebook and Instagram. Mark Zuckerberg founded it. Yeah, that Meta. Meta invited me to apply to visit Washington, D.C., all expenses paid, to meet 250 other business owners and some congressional policymakers, senators, House of Representatives, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I've been to a Meta event before, and it was awesome. I actually gained business from the event. I got a lot of experience. I met some of the admins over at Meta. Super cool event. And you know me, I'm talking about AI all the time, and Meta and their Llama model are at the forefront of this AI tech revolution. In any event, I go ahead and I fill out the form and wait, and hope that I get invited to the event. And I get the notification back a few days later that everyone who is going to go to the event has already gotten their invites. I didn't get my invite. And I'll admit, I was pretty disappointed at that. I really wanted to go. It was going to be an awesome trip. It was a chance to grow my business, et cetera, et cetera. And everyone in the big Facebook group that I'm part of was excited, and they're all, you know, high-fiving and stuff. And me and, well, a lot of other people were kind of like, well, we're disappointed. But you know what? Over the past year, I've begun somewhat of a spiritual journey, because the reality is that in life, there's going to be a lot of things that are just outside of our control. You know, health, losing clients, gaining clients, bad things happen all the time. Are you going to get chosen to speak on a stage? Are you going to get passed up? What is going to, are you going to get audited? Like, bad things happen. And a lot of these things are outside of our control. Now, listen, there are a lot of things that are inside our control. And that's what I want to focus my attention on. I want to focus my attention on what I can control. How much sleep am I getting? How much work am I getting in? How many calls am I making per day? How many emails? How many videos am I recording? How many podcast episodes, et cetera? There are things that I can control. There's things I can't. And one of the, I think, valuable parts of being spiritually in tune with God, our creator, is that we can give up the things that are outside of our control. And me getting passed over for this event, that was outside my control. There was nothing I could do to control that. It was a decision made by the leaders over at Meta. So what I did is I prayed about it. I talked to some people that were going to the event, and they were like, Mark, are you going? It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. I'm like, no, I didn't get the invite. And they're like, I'm sorry to hear that. And you know what? I just gave it up to God. And I said, I prayed about it. And I said, God, if you want me to be there, if you want me to represent, I will go. If not, I'm going to sit down here and I'm going to do my thing here in South Florida. I'm going to continue to crush it and build a better world, help business owners build six and seven figure businesses that thrive and push their families forward. And that was it. I was okay. I made peace with it. And that was it. Well, 3 days ago, I got another email from Meta and says, hey, Mark, we want you. We've chosen you. All expenses paid. We're going to fly you up. We're going to Uber you to the hotel, which is downtown DC. I mean, it's a nice hotel. We're going to get into the hotel. You're going to network with a bunch of business owners. We're going to set you up with your policymaker. We're going to fly you back out to South Florida. We're going to pay for the whole trip. And I said, wow, I am shocked that I'm getting this opportunity, but it's God's will. It's God's will that I'm going to get a chance to go. So I say this to you as, I think, a personal example of you cannot control everything in this life. You cannot control everything in your business. But having someone like God in your life will make it easier. And I want to share this quick example of the power of prayer, because I don't think that if I would have prayed and went for it in this way, I don't think I'd be going. But now I'm going to be given this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to join one of the seven largest companies in the world in DC and connect with another 250 or so entrepreneurs. How about you? Have you ever had an experience like this? I want to know about it. Hit me up, mark at markspontmedia.com. And if this really spoke to you today, I want to know about it, because I want to give you what you need to fill your cup and help you grow that thriving 6- and 7-figure business. And listen, if you haven't yet, share this with a friend. All right, I'll see you in a later episode. In the meantime, go crush it. See ya. Peace.